Hello everyone, and welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. I'm inside the post office today, and you might think that that's a beautiful, wonderful thing, but, well, you know, the other day I mentioned alcoholic bars and libraries. Well, here, post offices tend to be inside newsagents. They tend to be inside places where you buy books. So I am in the post office, but not exactly the way you might be picturing it in your mind. I'm actually walking through a place where you buy newspapers, the newsagents or the magazine store. And I've just stopped off at the books on the way to the post office, which is at the very back. Oh, look, there's Barbara Streisand's autobiography. My Name is Barbara, the Sunday Times bestseller. Oh, beautiful. I don't know when she wrote that, but anyway, I'll just continue walking here. Oh, what's this? My Mother and I. Oh, it's about the late Queen. Beautiful. So basically I have a letter to post. It's already stamped, so I just need to find the post box and put, oh, delicious, the Mediterranean Diet Cookbook for Beginners. Well, I have enough of those, I think. But anyway, I was telling you that here in the UK, post offices tend to be inside newsagents, places where you buy magazines, and the post office is at the very back. So they're all kind of like franchised, you know. There are some main ones, but the little ones are usually inside other shops. It's really interesting. So I just dropped my letter off there. Now I'm walking back to the front of the shop to go out. Oh, what's this? History of Britain and Ireland. I'm back passing these books, How to Make Candles. I mean, really, who buys these books? I'd love to know the answer to that. So this is a shop that's called W.H. Smith. At least that's what it was called until fairly recently, when they decided that many of the brand shops would take a new identity. So they're not called W.H. Smiths anymore, except at the airports and railway stations. These days, the one in the street is called T.J. Jones. I don't know why they had to change it. I think they sold it off. I think they sold part of the business, and they wanted to keep one of these kind of like common names, you know? But it doesn't really work for me. I mean, T.J. Jones, compared to that old name, that household name of W.H. Smith, it doesn't really have that same kind of ring to it. By the way, I'm out on the high street again now. I've left W.H. Smith's, or the shop formerly known as W.H. Smith's, is now T.G. Jones, and I'm just on my way to buy some sweets. Delicious. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope this tells you a little bit more. I mean, very few people buy or send letters by post anymore. Email is much more convenient, and the other reason is it's just too expensive. I mean, it's something like £1 or a euro, 20 cents, 20p as we say here in the UK, just to post a letter. And if you have 10 letters, £10, more than £10, it just seems crazy, you know? So, every time I go to the post office, they're always marking it as closed. There's a sign up saying, oh, sorry, staff shortage. Sorry, not enough people in today to work for us. And I'm thinking, well, it's no wonder that nobody comes here if you're always shut. So I was lucky to find them open today. And, that's it. Well, I'm off home now to get myself ready for the afternoon. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you all again soon. Bye.